Dropping by Studio 4 is France's Jean-Jacques Perret. Now, you may know his album. One of the tunes is on the hit list. It's called Moog Indigo. He plays electronic music, and some of it is great. You didn't know what I know about you. I understand you used to be a psychoanalyst.
Yes, I am a doctor.
Did you cure yourself by going into music?
No, I cured the other people. I made an insomniac record to put people asleep.
Are you kidding?
No.
A record for insomniacs?
Yes. Did you? Special sounds.
What special sounds?
It's not music. It's a real sound. It's a sound which puts you asleep. And I worked that for 18 months with other psychoanalysts in France.
Was this your specialty, treating people who couldn't sleep?
Yes, and it works.
Why? Now, here we wind up with a composer who has a hit album.
Yes.
He's also a psychoanalyst. Why don't people sleep?
Oh, for many reasons. For many reasons. The insomnia is a result of disequilibrium, how do you say?
Dislocation.
Dislocation between the two parts of the brain. And we have to equalize this talking between the cortex and the other part of the brain.
In other words, you have to stop one part of the brain from talking to the other so you can get to sleep.
Right. You have to put them at the same level.
Jean-Jacques Perret, we say in this country, sometimes flippantly and sometimes with a grain of salt, of truth, not salt, that some psychoanalysts are sicker than their patients. Is this true from what you've seen in the profession? I think you think it is.
Well, it happens, yes. It happens sometimes that not a psychoanalyst, but a psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist becomes more crazy than the patient.
That's Jean-Jacques Perret, hit composer and player of electronic music. He has a hit album out, and also an expert on insomnia and psychiatrist, and one himself, a psychoanalyst.